Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're surrounded by people, but you actually feel kinda alone? Today, we're diving deep into something seriously powerful, building strong relationships and support networks. Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs, right? And having a solid squad to catch you when you stumble is the difference between bouncing back stronger or feeling utterly crushed. We're talking about those genuine connections that make life richer, more meaningful, and just plain better. We all crave belonging, right? That sense of being seen, heard, and understood, it's like a warm hug for your soul. But building strong relationships isn't always easy. It takes effort, vulnerability, and a whole lot of authenticity. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate those rock-solid connections. 1. Ditch the superficiality. I know, it's tempting to just swipe right or post your best filter selfies, but real connection starts with genuine interaction. Think about starting conversations based on shared interests, asking thoughtful questions, and truly listening to what others have to say. It's like planting seeds of authenticity. They might not sprout overnight, but they can blossom into something beautiful over time. 2. Be a good listener. This one's huge. I mean, seriously, most people just want to be heard. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly absorb what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Show genuine interest in their thoughts, feelings, and experiences. Remember, sometimes the best conversations aren't about sharing your own stories, but about creating a safe space for someone else to share theirs. 3. Offer unconditional support. Think about those people in your life who have always been there for you, through thick and thin. That's the kind of support system we all crave. Be that person for others. Celebrate their wins, offer a shoulder to cry on during tough times, and be someone they can rely on. Remember, it's not about fixing everything. Sometimes just being present and offering a listening ear is enough. 4. Embrace vulnerability. Let's be real. Vulnerability can be scary, but opening yourself up to others, sharing your authentic self, and admitting when you need help builds deeper connections. It's like saying, "Hey, I trust you with this part of me," and that creates a bond that runs way deeper than surface-level interactions. 5. Nurture the connections. Just like any relationship, strong connections require effort. Make time for the people who matter most, schedule regular calls, plan hangouts, and find ways to stay connected even when life gets busy. Remember, it's not always about grand gestures. Sometimes a simple text message saying, "Thinking of you," can make a world of difference. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's got this amazing job. She's super ambitious. But lately, she's been feeling lonely and isolated. She works long hours, spends her free time scrolling through social media, and feels disconnected from real-life relationships. Sound familiar? That's where the power of building a support network comes in. Imagine Sarah deciding to join a book club, a group of people who share her love for reading. Suddenly, she's engaging in meaningful conversations, learning new things, and connecting with others on a deeper level. She also starts reaching out to old friends more often, invites them for coffee or walks, and rekindles those connections that had faded over time. Slowly but surely, Sarah feels her loneliness melt away, replaced by a sense of belonging and genuine connection. See what I mean? Building strong relationships isn't just about having people around. It's about having those meaningful connections that enrich our lives, support us through challenges, and make us feel truly seen and valued. So, let's recap. Ditch the superficiality. Be a good listener. Offer unconditional support. Embrace vulnerability and nurture your connections. Take action today. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while, join a group that aligns with your interests, or simply make an effort to be more present and engaged in your current relationships. Trust me, it's worth it. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. We're all in this together. See you on the next episode of The Dopamine Fast.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.